Patty Greist, Sarah Savage, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, the First Pres Art Gallery may be one of Fort Wayne's best-kept secrets, and as a matter of fact, it will be 50 years old this January. Congratulations to you and your church on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patty, you helped start the whole thing, so can you tell us why and how it began?
It happened after the new church building was completed in the 1950s. When we started to expand the building, they built a big dining hall upstairs, and then we had the lower level and them trying to decide what to do with that. One of the things that was considered was a gymnasium. The other one was the vision of our then organist for a theater and gallery. And it turned out that the leadership was wise and decided on the theater and gallery.
Sarah, what does it mean to you to have something like that when you came to Fort Wayne and became part of this church?
Well, it fit right in with my lifelong interest in art. And as a teacher of art at Canterbury School, it was fun having another exhibition at my beck and call at my church.
Yeah, you kind of had it all, anywhere you turned.
Yeah.
That's just great. First Pres has a very noble mission to cultivate and share the arts with the whole community. How common is this?
It's becoming a lot more common than it was in 1968. It was almost unheard of then. But more and more churches and universities are getting into religious arts, the visual arts, and there are a lot more theater arts too. Of course, the music has always been part of the church's mission. And our gallery is open any time during the week and during special events to the community.
How often do you turn a show?
Well, traditionally it's been six shows a season, six exhibitions. For various reasons, we're going to go to four next year.
We have collaborated with the theater to open our exhibitions in the gallery at the same time that the shows are in the theater, so that every time their audience comes to a theater production, they see a new gallery show.
That's great timing and quite ambitious. Good for you. So logistically, how challenging is it to run?
It's kind of a part-time job, really, because there's so much detail that goes into contacting the artists and actually finding out what they are capable of doing and if they have enough inventory and all of those things. And we have the insurance, we have the sales that we go through. We have to put together all of the publicity and all of those things. Really, it's almost a part-time job. Challenging, but it's really wonderful.
A healthy part-time job, I would say it sounds like. And then, if I understand correctly, you're passing a baton. And Patty, you've been at it since the beginning, but Sarah, you've been the assistant.
Yes.
So now you're going to be carrying the baton and Patty's going to be your assistant instead of the other way around.
And advisor.
Well, then that's great. Then, yeah.
Yes, advisor, yes.
Well, we have a committee. When I started working in 1968, I had no clue what to do or how to do it because nobody else did either.
Sure, because it was new.
But, yes, and then we put together a committee, and we work hard, but we have a really good time.
It's a very loyal committee.
Yes.
Action-based people, yes, who will help carry this forward. That's fantastic. So from each of your personal arts perspectives, how does a focus on art translate to and perhaps generate a connection to spirituality and enlightenment, which is, after all, the whole point of the gallery?
Well, in the developing consciousness of the human race, the arts and religion grew up together. They were so interwoven that they're really one didn't exist without the other. And over the years, the visual arts have become either a handmaiden for the church or have been just thrown out of the church because it's not part of it. We're trying to put that back together where the spiritual language of the artist is also the spiritual language. Some people can get into the spiritual aspect of things much better through the arts.
Making the art or appreciating it, actually.
Yes, yes.
And they can experience that connection with the divine through music, something in the theater, or a piece of artwork that we have in the gallery. I don't know how many people have said something to be like that. that it's very meaningful to them to be able to have that as part of our church because they can make those connections. Someone just talking religion to them doesn't mean that much as these connections they could make.
Through the visual arts can express things that we really can't express in words. There isn't language sometimes to express those things. And there are people in the world that cannot express themselves through language, and they can express themselves in the visual arts.
Dynamic and very, very power points about a powerful tool of communication. Mm-hmm. I am curious, nitty gritty, as a gallery, do you think this has worked for the last 50 years?
Yes, I think it has. And we have had very good response from the artists. Almost everybody that we have had has been very pleased with their experience with us. And the other thing is that when we invite someone to do an exhibition, very, very seldom are we turned down. I think that is a good a good record.
That's what I'm discovering as well, because I've now become the scout. And Patty still does this, but I have had to take a really active role in being a scout. And I've approached a number of people here or there and have had the same experience. Like, oh, yes, I'd like to. And at this point, we're scheduling 3 years out.
Oh, my goodness.
At least attracting attention. And they look kind of dumbfounded when I say, well, this year's, of course, is taken care of. Next year's taken care of. So we're talking. And they, oh, but they do value. And I've been amazed at the people who have said that they want to be put on this list.
That's very, very impressive. By the same token, and maybe you've just answered my question, is it difficult to keep things relevant for the 21st century?
I don't think so, because everything is new. Everything changes all the time. And if we don't change with it, we're going to get lost. But we're trying to keep up, and I have every assurance that Sarah will keep up.
I was going to say, speaking of relevance, the show we're putting up the middle of January has to do with the graphic arts. That's very much in right now, things to do with graphic arts. These things just seem to come our way, which we are delighted about.
And part of that is your 50-year reputation that you've acquired, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so everything's feeding each other.
Yes.
And everybody's a winner. That's fantastic. So, the art show that kicks off this 50th anniversary celebration, and that starts December 1st, Artists in the City. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Patty and Karen are the ones that planned this for the beginning. I just picked up on it.
And Karen would be Karen Thompson.
Yes.
Well, actually, it was Karen's suggestion. I had asked her if we could do a show of her work. I thought, well, golly, we haven't had Karen here for a long time. And then she came up with the idea of doing this Artist in the City. And it's just perfect for the anniversary year we're going into, because all of these artists that she has gotten in touch with are very well-established local artists, which I think is just
incredible. We are blessed with a well-established amount of artists.
And the variety of work is just amazing. Seeing all these people in all different kinds of media and so many different approaches, and here they all are in Fort Wayne. I've just been enjoying receiving these pieces so much.
Are they all going to fit?
We don't know. We'll make them fit.
Right,
that'll be our job, to make them fit.
And that's a worthwhile job to have, to be sure. So, over the last 50 years, you've done so much wonderful work in that space. Do you ever do anything bigger or broader than that?
Yes, we do. We feel that as a church and a member of the community, we need to reach out and do collaborations with other organizations in town. A few years ago, we had an exhibition called Room for Hope, which featured the work of a Palestinian artist and reflected their experience as they're oppressed by the Israeli state and the walls that go up. This was in collaboration with Indiana Center for Middle East Peace. And we were amazed when the art came in from Palestine. There were some very sad depictions of the country as it is, but also very, very colorful, happy paintings of what could be. And our reception featured speakers from Palestine and Palestinian food. It was really, really nice. Another one was the Tossed and Found exhibition that we had. We had 8 local artists who do work with recycled materials and junk. So we had their work in the gallery. And in addition to that, we had a workshop that was open to the community to let other people come in and play with all kinds of junk that we collected from the congregation. And it went very well. It was just great fun.
It really does sound like you go beyond the gallery walls and just keep adding.
Yes, we try to do that about every other year.
That's just fantastic. Okay, this is my last question before I let you go. Where do you hope the gallery is going to go in the next 50 years?
Well, it has gone in so many directions in the past. I hope that we can continue the mission within the community at large, as Patty described. I don't know that we could enlarge on that because Patty's done such a good job of finding these particular ideas, and I just hope that I can do as well with that.
I think the last word is that to remind everybody that the world needs artists. Art speaks a language that is very open. There's no race, there's no color, there's no age, and it doesn't even rely on politics. So it's a universal language that everybody can speak. The artists are the people who can look at the world as it is and depict that, and they can also look beyond the world as it is, as world matters and as it can be. We need artists, and we will continue to look for them.
Patty Greist and Sarah Savage are the retiring and brand new chairs of First Press Gallery. Many thanks for joining me today, ladies. And here's to another 50 years for artists in the city at First Press Gallery.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you're welcome.